This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Hi and hello again. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We're going to be talking about the YMCA today. Absolutely. And if you are a member of the Y, I know a lot of you have some great stories to share. And a little bit later on, we're going to be opening up our phone lines and allowing you to call in and share those stories. Ken Strawbridge is with us this morning. He heads up the YMCA in this area. Ken, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to have you with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
Tell us, what is the focus of the YMCA? What is your mission, so to speak?
Well, the focus of the Y is families. We really concentrate on providing services and having impact for youth, kids, families. Our mission of the YMCA is very simple. We are a worldwide charitable fellowship united by a common loyalty to Jesus Christ for the purpose of helping people grow in spirit, mind, and body. So we, all of our activities and our programs are supported by that.
Now, so you're very family-oriented.
Correct.
In everything that you do. Not only getting families together in a positive atmosphere, but keeping them healthy.
Yes.
And that's something that is really needed these days, the healthy especially.
Yes.
Aspect, I hear Tennessee is probably on the low end of the healthy status.
Depending on what report you look at, we're either bottom or second to the bottom or third to the bottom. So we have a lot of work to do in Tennessee, and the YMCA is trying to help with that, with childhood obesity and diabetes and so forth, and just trying to help folks get on a health plan.
Now, what can the Y do to help you sort of get into the right mode and trim up a bit?
Well, first what we try to do is get you on a workout plan, get you on something to work out 3 times a week, an hour each time. We'll have people who can help you set you up on that template. So first we'll get you started. We'll do an assessment, find out, you know, where your body is and find out where you want to go. Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to get fit, get better cardio? So we'll try to determine what your needs are and then get you there by some tried-true methods.
Now, if you're wanting to do that, but you have some children at home, do you have something for the kids to do while you're trying to, you know, get trim and slim?
Mm-hmm. And that's great, because at the YMCA, we have our Y play area. So the Y play area is for kids who 6 weeks old to 6 years old. And that's an area that's specifically designed for kids' fun and activities, playroom. We have ladies and young men in there who are CPR, first aid certified. We keep it nice and clean and disinfected, but we try to do more than just babysit them. So we'll take them out to the gym and we'll have them do fun obstacle courses. We'll have Kids Fit, where we'll put them in a miniature group fitness classes and have them jump rope and do kids Zumba, so to speak. So we definitely try to keep kids from 6 weeks to 6 years old. And then as the kids get older, the 7 and up, we have a teen center. So in a teen center, they get to go play pool, read books. We have a tutor in there at all times. So we'll try to have a learning environment for them.
So you actually sort of keep them off the streets and into a positive environment, sounds like.
Yeah, summertime is good for that. We're jam-packed with kids in our facility from 8 in the morning to 8 in the evening.
Well, now, do you have volunteers, or do you need volunteers?
Well, we always need volunteers. We have a good, committed board. And then we have volunteers with programs in our youth sports and our swim lessons and active older adults. We have an intergenerational program, so we have our seniors come in and read to the kids in the Y play. So that's always fun, and they enjoy that. But we always need more volunteers. We always need people with friendly faces and nice smiles and like to greet and make people feel welcome.
Do you run the people through a training program who volunteers? Somebody wants to come and volunteer, do you offer?
Mm-hmm. All our volunteers are, you know, we get some of the necessary things out of the way. We put them through a background check and we go through a child abuse prevention so they know on what to look for child abuse. And then we just teach them about the YMCA. And then what we try to make sure at the Y is that you have a friendly face and nice smile and good disposition. We pretty much think we can train you on anything, but we can't train personalities. So first things first, and you have to be able to have a warm, welcoming person.
So if you want to help out and know that you made a significant difference,
yes,
in others' lives, the Y is a good place to go.
Definitely.
Now, do you have to be a member of the Y to volunteer?
No, you do not. You do not. First, you can call us up, 615-895-5995, and speak to myself or Michelle Burtner, our membership relations director. But no, you do not have to be a member. You just have to have a good heart.
All righty. So just give them a call. And you have two locations here in Rutherford County, isn't it?
Yes, we have our location off of Thompson Lane and Old Fort and Thompson Lane across from the Walmart. And then we have one in Smyrna. Of Sam Ridley.
Now, we think back about the Y, and there was a YMCA and a YWCA. Back in those days, did they do different things from what they do now? Didn't people stay at them?
Well, historically, there are Ys, and there still are Ys across the country that have residences.
Oh, okay.
That people, and it started back in World War One and Two. When soldiers needed a place to stay, so the YMCA was that outlet, and they would go to stay at the YMCA and have Bible classes and Bible study and be able to fellowship. There's not too many Ys that still have the residence, but that's part of our history right there.
Mm-hmm. So that's just a bit of memories from the past.
Yes, and we'll meet a lot of the people who talk about, you know, remember staying at the YMCA. Typically, they were at downtown locations, and they'll stay in a small room, and they remember that fondness because they did have an opportunity to fellowship and bond and meet people from around the country.
Because I think Nashville had a pretty good size, one for each, the YMCA and the YWCA.
Right. And there's... You don't see, I don't know, the YW, there are many more YMCAs than YWCAs. It's just the focus of them, but a lot of YMCAs and YWCAs across the country are combining and collaborating and joining forces.
Okay. By the way, we're going to open up the phone lines in just a little bit, and if you have any questions dealing with the YMCA or any comments, we would love to hear from you. Right here on WGNS, we'll be telling you more about that in just a minute. Here's a part of YMCA history, though. You knew this was coming out, didn't you?
I've heard, yeah.
You know, you're really very fortunate to have everybody identifies with that.
They do, and you love it when everybody starts doing the hand gestures.
Oh, yeah.
and they do the YMCA. we have little kids. We play the song periodically in our Y play area. It's great to see, you know, 2-year-olds trying to do the hands.
Oh,
hand
yeah,
gestures.
Yeah. Now, do those actually mean something? The hand gestures, is that?
Well, I mean, you can make a YMCA with your hands.
Okay,
so
I didn't know whether that was a military, where they used it on ships or something.
Come on in this way. It's the hand gestures. So kids love doing it. They love hearing the song. I've probably heard it a million times.
Oh, yeah. And like we say, everybody identifies with that. Mm-hmm. And probably was the biggest thing that made the village people put them on the map, so to speak.
Right, right.
Do they still come out and do events for the Y?
Well, I've worked for the Y for 15 years. I've never seen
They've never knocked on your door.
They never have.
Maybe this afternoon.
You never know. But that's the one unique thing that we love about the Y is it brings in everyone. You know, mm-hmm. it's a true hub for the community. And what I love about the Y is people have Y friends, and people have friends that you otherwise you may not associate with, talk to, or be around. But when you come to the Y, it's just one melting pot, and everyone gets along, and everyone have good conversations. And that's one of the things that we're looking at hoping to do in the future, just and expand a little bit and have more social space and lounge area, because we've identified when we've done our studies, you know, one of the highest things that members want is social space, a space that they can just come in and share and sit down and conversate and have a good time.
Now, there's been some conversation about expanding the Y here, mm-hmm. especially in the Murfreesboro area, that there is some thought that this area could support two YMCAs in Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. In fact, there was even a location that was pointed out a while back. Is there still interest in that, or where is that falling in your plans?
No, it's we definitely believe that Murfreesboro Murfreesboro could have another YMCA. You know, we were ready to go probably 3 years ago, and then, you know, the economy fell. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for the last 3 years, we've just been surviving like a lot of other nonprofits. But we do believe that there should be another YMCA in Murfreesboro, and we've identified several locations. So it's just a matter of the right location and at the right time and finding the right support.
But people need to be a member of the Y right now. By being a member, that helps get the support.
Yes, we look at current trends, and when our facility is crowded and members can't get on equipment and everybody's we're running out of coffee quick, then we know that hey, we're at capacity here, so it's time to build somewhere else.
Let's look at some of the other services that you're offering. Youngsters need mentors. Mm-hmm. Youngsters need encouraging to do the right things. Youngsters need to study. We're
yes.
about to go back to school again, mm-hmm. Just a couple of weeks away. Does the YMCA offer programs that after school mm-hmm. kids can come and have fun, but before they have fun, mm-hmm. they need to finish their homework?
Yes. Well, we have our teen leaders programs where the teens throughout various middle schools in Rutherford County come to the Y, and we help tutor them. And then after we tutor them and get their homework accomplished and completed, we start talking about public service and community service projects. A program that we're really happy about, we've started over the last year and a half, is our YMCA YCAP. It's a community action program. And many of you may know him, but William Pippin is our director of that. And William's responsibility is to go out to the middle schools and help youth that may not one parent or both parents are working, but youth that are in a situation that just don't have a lot of guidance or a lot of connection or support. So William's been able to go out to those middle schools and speak with the SRO officers, and we have a nice, a good group of, you know, young men and young women who are getting better with their grades, getting out of staying out of trouble at school, and then learning some opportunity, going places and being exposed to things that otherwise they wouldn't have. So we're really proud of William, really proud of the YCAP program and the difference that it's starting to make. And we started with two or three schools, and now we're at, you know, eight middle schools in Rutherford County. So we're happy about that.
Obviously, the kids don't always have transportation to the Y.
Correct.
Can they? Do you offer that?
Yes, we have a bus, so we'll pick the kids up from school and try to get them back home. Right now, we're running it out of Smyrna and Murfreesboro. So 2 days a week we're in Murfreesboro. 2 days a week we're in Smyrna. So we'll drive by and pick the kids up, and we have air conditioning in the van
All
in the
right.
bus. So that's great.
Even kids like air conditioning.
Even
these
kids
days.
Like air conditioning.
Oh, tell you what, let's do. Let's check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back, and when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines, And if you have any questions or comments about the YMCA, Ken Strawbridge is with us this morning. That's our focus, a great organization, the YMCA. We will be right back. Stay with us.
Get your good neighbor events to us in writing 2 weeks before they occur. We'll put them on the radio and the internet. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
There's several things I enjoy about this time of the year. One of them being baseball and, of course, the smell of newly mowed grass. This time of the year also brings the Ancelotta Caprese Salad at Paleo's Grill. If you haven't had Paleo's Ancelotta Caprese Salad, you have missed one of the joys of summer. Now just picture this, some slices of thick Tennessee-grown tomatoes, and then delicious mozzarella cheese. And top that off with delicious basil, grown fresh right there in the garden outside Paleo's. I guarantee you, once you try the Ancelotta Caprese Salad at Paleo's, you'll come back and enjoy it again and again. So let the Ancelotta Caprese Salad at Paleo's Grill be another one of those special ingredients of summer. Paleo's Grill, 730 Northwest Broad, diagonally across from Haynes Lumber Company. I'll see you at Paleo's.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Alignments, brakes, air conditioner, and emissions repair. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407 on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good morning. We continue to deal with heavy traffic along Interstate 24, whether you're headed eastbound or westbound out of the Murfreesboro area. Just be very careful on this Friday morning commute. Murfreesboro Road still very heavy with traffic as well through Smyrna and Laverne. All of your points of access to the interstate, very busy. South Church Street seeing some backup. Memorial Boulevard and Broad Street also seeing some delays. If you need a personal injury attorney, call the law offices of Henry S. Queener. Their phone number is 615-327-9999. That's 327-9999. I'm Charlie Sonny, and that's WGNS Traffic.
Thank you, Charlie. Let's take a look now at that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you on WGNS by First National Bank of Murfreesboro. What about that weather?
We have scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast this afternoon. We have a heat advisory continuing. Partly sunny skies with a high temperature near 96. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it's 75.
Hello, this is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We are a safe, sound, and stable bank. Come and see why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
WGNS talks about all things local. It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Rutherford County's Place to Talk. WGNS AM FM.
Hey, we are back again. Whoa, no. The YMCA, that's what we're talking about this morning, 893-1450. Ken Strawbridge is with us this morning, the director of the YMCA's here in Rutherford County. Our number, 893-1450. If you've been a member of the Y for a while, call us and share with us some of your YMCA experiences. Maybe it's made a difference in your life, or especially your children's lives. 893-1450, the number to call. And if you have some suggestions for maybe improvements, give us a shout there, too. 893-1450. Maybe there's a program that you wish the YMCA offered. Now, in addition to the exercise programs, the programs that help the kids do homework and what have you, do you offer things like Tai Chi and things of that thing.
Yeah. We definitely offer Tai Chi. The one of our most popular wellness and group fitness programs is Zumba.
Zumba. Oh yeah, that's getting popular.
Oh, that's extremely popular. I you know, it's a dance-based cardio-driven class, and I stay out of there because I can't dance part.
It would be embarrassing for me to go in there. I couldn't keep up with those folks.
Right. But so Zumba's a big one.
Let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with the YMCA and Ken Strawbridge. How are you today?
Just fine.
Good.
I have a question. My husband received a card in the mail from, he has a Blue Cross supplement, and it's called the Silver Sneaker Program. Do you, it said that it could be used here at the local Y. Do you know anything about that program, or, you know, how we go about seeing what it is? Or
yes, ma'am. It's an excellent program that Blue Cross and Blue Shield and Humana and several other insurance companies do. But essentially, you have a free membership. You come into the YMCA, you give them your card, your insurance card, and that card. You fill out some paperwork. Takes about 15 minutes, but after that, you have a free membership to the YMCA.
Okay. Now, do you have? I'm not on Social Security or Medicare yet. Do you have a seniors program that I could check into for myself?
Yes, ma'am. We do have a very strong seniors program where they do a lot of wellness classes, but they do a lot of social classes. So they have classes, senior Tai Chi and senior boot camp, but at the same time they do social classes where they play bingo and have guest speakers come in and potlucks and so forth. So we have a very strong senior program.
Okay. Well, we had just got that in the mail, and we hadn't had a chance to check it out yet. And so I told him, I said, well, you were on, I'd see what it was. So appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. Hopefully we'll see you up there soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And the price was right. Free.
You can't beat that, can you?
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Ken Strawbridge. How are you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Mark, I got Ken. I got a question.
Okay.
The YMCA, I'm going to turn this down a little bit.
Yeah. I thought I heard a radio on the plane in the background.
Yeah, I can't hear you. I don't listen to you, Bart.
Okay.
I didn't mean to have it up that loud. You still hear me?
I hear you great.
Okay. The YMCA, I'm trying to find out what year did they originate?
Here in Murfreesboro?
I mean, just...
Period.
YMCA. I mean, where did it come from? I mean,
it actually started in England, and then we moved it over to Boston, and it started first. It was in Boston, but it started in
1853. Now, the YMCA. What that stands? Is that for the youth? Youth? Is that Y for youth?
Well, the acronym is Young. It stands for Young Men's Christian Association.
Okay, Young Men Christian Association. The reason I'm asking, years ago, I was living in Chicago then, and I heard you saying, y'all were saying something about the living quarters, and I was a young man myself then. I think I was about 18 or 19 years old when I first went into the building, and my first adventure was in the YMCA, and it was a nice place, and most of the people I seen in that was basically senior citizens, you know, and like I said, they had lounges and stuff like that, and, you know, they had little different rooms, and I was just wondering, you know, and it's been a long time, and I went to the one out here on Thompson Lane, I think when it's first built, and I haven't been out there since, you know, the way they had that set up different. That's what took me out there from the one I visited in Chicago.
And, the one you visited in Chicago, was that the type that you stayed at? It had rooms in it?
Yes. They were staying in there. They had one. That's the reason I was saying. Yeah, they had people staying in it. You know, basically, it was, I guess they were single. You know, mm-hmm. Most of the guys that were living there.
And then they had the counterparts for the women too. A different building down the street.
That was probably a different building. That's probably where the young women's Christian mm-hmm. Association probably housed the women. But no, those I think Chicago is one of the few Ys that still have a resonance and that's actually still going strong in their community. But yeah, you know, the Ys are really tailored to the community. What, you know, the Ys depend on the community, what the community wants and needs, and that's where the Y comes in and fulfills those needs. So when the master plan was coming out, it probably said that Murfreesboro didn't need a residence.
Yeah. And there, Nashville doesn't have one anymore either. When did that one close?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Probably in the 60s or 70s, those when they really started to.
So Chicago is probably one of the few that still has one.
Chicago and New York, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And you said the name of it was what now? The original name is what now?
The YMCA, the Young Men's Christian Association.
Okay, then. And you fellas have a good day, and thanks for answering my question.
You have a great day, too. Talk to you later. Keep cool.
Yes, definitely today.
That check on your senior citizen friends and loved ones today. Make sure they're okay. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Ken Strawbridge. How are you today?
A gentleman was in front of me. He brought up the subject I was wanting to talk about the Y being the Young Men's Christian Association.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if it comes to the point, it comes politically incorrect, be associated with the word Christian. So they change the statement and the mission of the Y, and they also kept their tax-exempt status, which in turn forced a lot of family-owned businesses to have to go out of business because they couldn't compete with them. And I just wonder if you had any comment on that.
Well, you know, our mission statement is still the same, a worldwide charitable fellowship united by a common loyalty to Jesus Christ for the purpose of helping people grow in spirit, mind, and body for all. So our mission statement hasn't changed, and you know, we are the YMCA, but we're not all young and we're not all men. We're definitely inclusive association that brings fellowships with everyone, actually. So we're for all.
Does that answer your question? I guess he's not there.
Okay.
893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. Are you getting away from the word? I'm wondering if he was referring to, are you getting away from YMCA and just calling it the Y? And is that a political correctness statement? Or?
Well, we are the YMCA. A lot of folks call us the Y, and I don't want to preempt any logo change or any wording, but people, you know, they call us the Y. So and we've noticed that, and we're identified as the Y, but right now we are, you know, still the YMCA.
All righty. You think that will change in the future?
I'm about 100% positive it will.
All righty. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, appreciate you taking my call. I was just wanting to comment about the name, too. You predominantly hear it called the YMCA, and I was just wondering, you don't hardly ever hear anything about the YWCA anymore, and it's just, like you say, you might, we just talked about changing the name. I don't know why it couldn't have been called the YPCA, the Young People's Christian Association, or something like that, and why it was always just called predominantly the Young Men's Christian Association, and it seems like just it would be not really open to either one, but just the name would have been more accommodating. It just seems like it's more catered towards men, and I think sometimes that would confuse people that it would only be catered towards men instead of young women. And I would just like to hang up and get your comment on that. Thanks.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, our name is just a historical name, the YMCA. But most people call it YMCA, and a lot of people do not know what the acronym stands for. But our membership is probably 55% women and 45% men. We have a lot of mothers coming in with their children, working out, getting fit, and letting their children be in a safe environment. So I think we've become more than just a name. We've become a community hub where people can come and relax and be safe atmosphere and have the children grow and learn and get fit. So I think the name is more of a historical than what we actually are.
And there are still a few YWCAs, or are there?
There are. Now, the YWCA and the YMCA are two separate organizations.
But did they both start in England, or
I'm not sure about the historical roots of the YWCA, but I know there are collaborations with YMCAs and YWCAs, and there have been mergers and joint ventures. Not in Middle Tennessee though, but across the country there have been partnerships that they have had.
Now, I guess you would then go back to where the cities were quite large and had a need for a place for people to stay where they would have a YWCA, sort of like the YMCA in Chicago and New York.
Correct.
I guess.
Correct. Right. Correct.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We're talking about the YMCA today. I just feel like we're going to bounce right into the village people. Every time you say it, it's just...
I hope not, Bart.
But let's talk a little about some of the classes that are offered to young children in the community. Are there swimming classes and classes on how to do different sports and things of that sort?
Mm-hmm. We have, of course, we have swim classes, swim lessons. The YMCA is the largest provider of swim lessons in the country. Mm-hmm. The YMCA has taught more kids how to swim than anyone. So we definitely have a large swim lessons group, and we have some starting up soon, as well as youth sports. We have youth soccer starting up in the fall, and then we have winter basketball and spring flag football and youth t-ball. So we definitely have opportunities for the kids. But I do want to take a moment to talk about our ABC program. It's our after breast cancer program.
I had not even heard of that.
Yes, our after breast cancer is for women who have had breast cancer, who've just found out they have breast cancer. We have over 200 women in our program right now, and it's a 16-week class that are programs that that gives them access to the facility. It gives them access to a dietitian, it gives them access to a personal trainer, and then it gives them access to a support group. So a lot of the women who have gone through our program, women have come in frightened of the atmosphere of the YMCA, the facility.
Frightened about that disease,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes. So Melanie Cavender is our leader in that, and she's a pink ribbon survivor, and the women will come in and they'll get the support, the mental and the psychological and just the spiritual support. And then we'll help them get fit, where a lot of women who come in, they can't raise their arms above their head. So we'll help them get, loosen up a little bit. But that's a strong program that we started, and we started with 20 women. And now we're up to over 200 women going to this 16-week program.
And you're talking about right here in town.
Right here in
town. We're not talking about across the South.
No. It's right here in town, right here in Murfreesboro. Dr. Baskins helps refer in the women there, but it's a very, very strong and powerful program.
You know, when you have people who have similar problems and are facing similar challenges, each one feels like they're alone, but you get them together and you suddenly realize, hey, I'm not the only one here, and maybe I can help this person, and that one can help what they did helping me. You can't beat that for support.
No, you can't. You can't. And it's the smiles on their faces. At the end of that 16 weeks, they often join, but they also often become a network. We've had one young lady who's actually joined our board. Who didn't know much about the YMCA, but heard about our ABC program and went through the 16-week program, and now is helping. Helping women, and we've just started a wig bank, so to speak. So we have someone who donates the wigs, and so women can come in, and if they need a wig, they can come in and get fitted for a wig of their size and their style and their look.
You know, Ken, I'll bet you there is a woman listening right now who has had breast cancer, survived it, doing great. Maybe it was 10, 15 years ago, and they have a story. And they have a passion to share that. This is the kind of person that you need to have to help these people who are facing this challenge right now. And they need, what could they do to be involved?
Well, definitely. Once again, call us at the Y, 615-895-5995. I'm asked to speak to Melanie Cavender. But the more testimonies we have of the survivors, of how they, and often the survivors didn't have this type of program. They figured it out on their own. So the support that they can give And sometimes we have survivors coming through this program. They've survived it, but they still can't, they don't have the flexibility and the range of motion in their arms, and they can't, they still need the spiritual support. So we've had women who have survived it, but actually come through the program still.
Mm-hmm. So that is available now. If you're facing breast cancer, mm-hmm. or if you've just gone through having breast cancer surgery, check with the YMCA here yes. in town. Mm-hmm. They can help you. Now, while we're talking about programs that help other people, mm-hmm. What about some of the people who are, you know, suffering from arthritis? Do you have the exercises mm-hmm. in the pools?
Mm-hmm. We have our water Zumba. We just moved the Zumba class to the water.
So people with arthritis are jumping into Zumba now?
Jumping into Zumba. You know, they go into the we have the water, very therapeutic. It keep it at 86, 87, 88 degrees. And so we have a lot of women and folks, actually, of men also, in our water Zumba and water aerobics classes that helps with that arthritis.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's tremendous to see the bond and the growth and the encouragement that they receive.
Let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. You're on WGNS with Ken Strawbridge. How are you today?
All right. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for calling.
I wanted to find out, when I was a child, someone bought a group of children that I was in a gift certificate to go to the Y, and I wanted to know if they still done stuff like that for children and adults, and how it worked, how a person could do it.
That's a good idea. Thank you for calling. Mm-hmm. Can you still get gift certificates?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. We get individuals buying a lot of gift certificates for the new year, when mm-hmm. people have the new year's resolution. But definitely you can stop by the Y and get a gift certificate for a month membership or 2 months. We have a lot of people who give the summer memberships for the kids to come in the pool and swim.
It'd be a good birthday present or an definitely. Anniversary gift, whatever. A good wedding present.
It
too.
Would be. It would yeah, be. Come really in and get a year membership for someone.
Absolutely. Our number is 893-1450. We're talking about the YMCA, and we will be back. Ken Strawbridge is our guest this morning. If you have any questions, the number is 893-1450, and if you're online, hold on. You are coming up next on WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Have been right here since 1981. This is Don Sutton, and you're listening to WGNS Murfreesboro.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original issue. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC-certified technicians get your car road-ready for spring today.
Southeastern Tire Service, on Broad Street, across from Advance Auto.
If you're a hunter, listen closely. We're here at the Co-op Farm and Home Center talking with Mike. What's happening?
We're having our Hunter's Night Out, and we're going to have registration at the door for a bow tournament. You probably need to be here around 4 o'clock. It doesn't cost anything. Everything's free.
That's Saturday night, August 6th, from 5 until 9 at the Co-op Farm and Home Center.
Best one air wins.
And if you have any questions about Hunter's Night, check with Mike at the Co-op Farm and Home Center. That's Saturday night, August 6th, from 5 until 9.
WeatherEye.
We have scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast this afternoon. We have a heat advisory continuing. Partly sunny skies with a high temperature near 96. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, it's 75.
Friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta leather sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues, and we're locally owned, locally operated. We're WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hey, we're having fun today. Our number is 893-1450. You can't hear that song without having fun. And let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Ken Strawbridge. How are you today?
Yes.
Good morning.
Me again, Bart.
Uh-huh.
You and Ken. Those classes you were talking about for arthritis, man, I tell you what, he's a little rough on me. I'm trying to find out what's the deal on the classes. Do you pay? What's the prices on your classes?
Well, there's no individual prices for the class. You would have to be a member. But the classes are every Monday through Friday. We have three classes in the morning and two classes in the evening, starting about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Do you have Medicare by any chance?
No. Okay. I'm in the mix for Medicare right now. I'm just about to hook up with it because I'm fixing to turn that age.
Okay. Now, was a caller we had just a little bit earlier saying that Medicare persons are eligible?
Well, it's not Medicare, but Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Healthways, Humana. But even if, you know, the YMCA, we never turn away anyone due to their inability to pay. So we definitely have programs and ways to get individuals at our facility, because at the end of the day, we want to get you healthy. We want you to feel good about yourself. So I would definitely encourage you to stop by and talk to someone at our Welcome Center or even myself, and then we can see what we can do to get you in at the Y.
Okay, man. I really appreciate that, because Arthur Riders, they say my Uncle Arthur, he's really trying to get his nephew, and I'm trying to get, you know, I'm no disrespect to him, but he's really worked on it.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling. I understand that water aerobics in a warm pool, that really does wonders.
Oh, it does wonders. I mean, there's less impact on your joints and your bones, so you can do a lot more movement. The water feels good. The warmth of the water helps your joints. It does wonders for you.
And having somebody show you specific exercises, mm-hmm. to help whatever your problem might be, mm-hmm. that makes a world of difference.
Right, and that's something that we do. You know, we do free on initial entry into the Y. We definitely walk you through a program, but we'll show you how to work out. We'll show you how to use the equipment, because we want you to be safe, and we want you to know what you're doing.
Now, somebody said, I was working out a while back, and somebody next to me was saying, now this is sort of hurting my arms a bit, but I guess there's no pain, no gain without pain. And they said, no, you're not supposed to hurt.
Right. No. You're definitely not supposed to be, definitely not supposed to hurt when you're doing these things.
So if you have pain, you're doing something wrong.
Please stop. If you're working out, you're lifting some equipment, and it's hurting, you have pain, I would stop.
Yeah. Now, so we have the program for persons with arthritis. Mm-hmm. You have the breast cancer mm-hmm. program. Are there some other programs?
Mm-hmm. We also definitely. We have something called Restore Ministries, and it's a faith-based counseling. And Journey to Freedom is one of our strongest ones. But it's an 8-week counseling. You can do it in a small group with 4 to 5 individuals, or you can do it one-on-one.
That's a small group? Well, 45?
No, I'm sorry, 4 to 5.
I thought you said 45.
Yeah.
And then we have our large groups of 10,000.
Yeah, our small groups of 4 to 5, and or we have our just one-on-one counseling. But it helps individuals who have addiction or who's trying to step away from something, help you through marriage. It has marriage counseling. You know, a lot of what we found, and we started this years ago, because what we found is someone came in and they wanted to lose weight, mm-hmm. and they were very, very overweight. And we found out that before you lose weight, you gotta deal with what's happening in your life. And so we dug a little deeper and found out that there's things that was happening in this young lady's life that's helping her or is not helping her lose that weight. So we developed Journey to Freedom to help attack and go to the root of the problem before we can get you right on the outside. Let's get you right on the inside. So Journey to Freedom is, like I said, a faith-based, spiritual-based counseling session that we do it for, very, very economical. Like I said, we never turn anyone away due to their inability to pay. But it's a strong program that we do. The counselors are certified counselors. So this is a very strong program that we do.
Ken, there may be some people who don't know how to get in touch with the Y and maybe don't even know where the Y is. Mm-hmm. How can they find you? What can they do to get in touch with you?
Okay, we have the website is ymcamidtn.org, ymcamidtn.org, or you can call us 615-895-5995.
And you've been hearing a lot of great programs and a lot of great community services offered at our local YMCA. Mm-hmm. So just give Ken a call over there at the YMCA, two of those here in Rutherford County, right here in Murfreesboro on Thompson Lane. And in Smyrna, sort of behind, is that Home Depot or Lowe's?
Farther down Sam Ridley, but it's, mm-hmm. it's down there by the Home Depot.
Home Depot, okay. I knew it was one of those.
Yes.
So beautiful locations on both of them, and they have some caring people who can help you. And women, if you have breast cancer, that sounds like the place to get connected with and have some folks who can support you and show you what to do. Ken, thank you again
for
joining us today. You have a super rest of the day.
You too. Appreciate you and your callers.
Ken Strawbridge visiting with us today from the YMCA. You have a super day. Have a good weekend. Stay cool if you can, and I will see you on Monday. Let's leave here with a little music from the Village People. You can sing along. It's okay. Sing along. Yeah.